our current ferries, of course, are car ferries. You drive on them and you drive off of them. And you can also ride as a passenger, but most people use them as car ferries. This 98-person ferry, this is a passenger-only ferry. There will be an indoor seating area, an outdoor seating area. There will be bike racks, so if you plan to bicycle around Ocracoke, you'll be able to do that. But it's a faster ferry. Our car ferries run at an average of about 10 knots. These can get up to 25, 30 knots, so it's much faster and gets people where they're going a little faster.
So can we talk about the route? It's going to run between Hatteras and Silver Lake Harbor, which is right there in the heart of Ocracoke Village. About how long is the trip?
When we tested it out a couple of summers ago, it was about an hour and 10 minutes.
I understand that the idea for a passenger-only ferry was proposed at a time when visitation to Ocracoke Island was down. Is that right?
That is true. What has happened is the normal Hatteras-Ocracoke route used to take roughly a half hour because it was pretty much a direct shot between Hatteras and Ocracoke. Well, because of Mother Nature and some shoaling that has taken place, we have had to abandon that short route and take a longer route, which takes about an hour to get to the same place. Because of that, and because we only have so many boats, we have fewer trips in the summer months right now than we did 3-4 years ago. So that limits the number of people that can get to Ocracoke via the Hatteras Ferry, and it has had an impact on Ocracoke businesses.
Can you tell me about the study that was conducted in 2015 that looked at the feasibility of passenger ferry service to Ocracoke and how that may have helped move this project along?
Well, I mean, you never want to jump into a new service without studying it. And so when it became evident that we were going to be on this long route on the car ferry and that we weren't going to be able to have the number of trips that we've had, we did a study and we looked at all the options. We looked at whether it would be feasible to do a year-round dredging operation. We looked to see if a passenger ferry could go to the north end of the island. We looked at a lot of things, and this is the way that we found, that this study found, that will bring visitation levels back to where they should be and get people where they want to be and ease the congestion, and it was the one that stood out as the one that would work the best. Now, that shoaling is not getting any better, and a dredging operation would pretty much have to be a year-round operation, and it would be expensive. And it would be something we'd have to count on the Army Corps of Engineers for. So as it stands right now, the best way to get more people to Ocracoke during the summer season is a passenger ferry that goes right into the heart of the village and allows those people to walk around the village and not have to drive.
So I guess this passenger-only ferry would do two things. Of course, bring more people to the island and minimize congestion.
Yes, we see it as a win-win-win. First of all, it's a win for the day trippers that want to be able to know exactly when they're leaving and exactly when they're coming back because they'll be able to make a reservation. Say you have a reservation on the 10 o'clock ferry to Ocracoke. You know as long as you're there on time and get on the boat that you're not going to have to wait. And the same thing with coming back. So it's a big advantage for day trippers. For people that do want their cars, it should be an advantage for them too because it will lessen the congestion. There may no longer be the one-hour, two-hour waits. And then thirdly, it will be, I think, a boon for the downtown Ocracoke businesses because they'll get visitor levels back to where they were in the late 2000s.
Of course, more visitors means more tourism dollars being spent on Ocracoke, but how will the visitors get around the island?
Okay, well, first of all, you're right downtown, so anyone who wants to will be able to walk around the village on their own. People can bring their bikes. There will also be bikes for rent there in Ocracoke. There are golf carts to rent. And Hyde County plans to develop a tram system, whereas people who want to get around the village by vehicle will be able to do that and get to the lighthouse, to Howard's Pub, to any of these other places they might want to go in the village itself.
Construction on the catamaran-style ferry will begin soon in Swansboro. What other types of infrastructure improvements are needed before the ferry goes into operation?
We need some more parking, obviously. If people are going to leave their cars at Hatteras, we will need more parking, so we'll be building that. On the Ocracoke side, there will be, obviously, a floating dock that people can get off and on the ferry with, and some other improvements like rain shelters. We also have to come up with a reservation system. We want people to be able to book online, on their phones, even when they get to Hatteras. If they decide they don't want to wait for the car ferry and want to get there right away, we want to be able to sell them a ticket right there if need be.
So when will the new passenger-only ferry service, when do you expect that will be available to visitors?
Well, under the terms of the contract, the boat should get to us by the end of April next year. And then, of course, we'll have some testing and certification to go through. But we hope to have this thing up and running in time for the tourist season, you know, beginning Memorial Day-ish next year. So by this time next year, we hope everything will be running smoothly.
All right. Well, Tim Haas is the North Carolina Department of Transportation's Ferry Division Communications Officer. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
All right. Thank you.